Meseches Meiser Sheni, Perak Af Mishne Zayin. Ein Lochin Avadim Shvachus, the Karkos Behemoth Mea Midme Meiser Sheni. You cannot buy slaves, female slaves, male slaves, land, or non kosher animals with your Meiser Sheni money. The Im Lakach, and if you did, Yachal Kenegdan, the money creates a chiyuv on you to once again go and spend the Meiser Sheni money properly. Ein mevin kine zavos kine yilados chatos ashamos midme ma'aser sheni. One cannot use ma'aser sheni money to buy the birds for the zav or a zava, somebody who had a flow from a person who has had an emission, whether male or female, of a zivus nature. So birds of the korban of Azav or Azava, the birds that associate a post childbirth woman, a woman brings after childbirth, or if you use Meiser Sheni money to buy a Chatas or an Asham from a Meiser Sheni, Vim Hevi, Yochel Kenegdan. And if you did bring it, so then you owe Meiser Sheni, your Meiser Sheni fund, if you would, that amount of money. Zehakal, the Mishnah gives a rule. Anything which you do not eat, drink, or use to anoint yourself, like oils, you need to go and buy that amount of produce or food with that money and in order to fulfill your obligation in Meiser Sheni. Maseches Meiser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Niten l'achila l'shesia u'lesicha. Meiser Sheni is used for eating, drinking, and for anointing. L'achol davar shedarcho l'achol, l'asuch davar darcho l'asuch. And the eating, drinking, and anointing only comes with something which, to eat things which you eat, and to anoint with things that people normally anoint with. Lo yasuch yayin v'chometz. We don't put wine or vinegar on people as anointings. Aval sachu es hashemen. But we do anoint with oil. So if you have Meiser Sheni, you buy wine, you can't pour it on your head. But if you buy it, Meiser Sheni oil, you can pour it on your head. V'en mefatmin shemen shel Meiser Sheni, and we don't take Meiser Sheni oil and make it fragrant. V'en lochim b'dimei Meiser Sheni shem mefutam aval mefutam es hayayin. We can spice wine, but we don't spice oil because everyone enjoys spiced wine. Not everybody uses spiced oil. Nafol asocho dvash v'savlin v'hishbichu. What happens if honey or spices happen to fall into the oil? Hashevach l'fi hacheshbon. The subsequent increase in price also is changes to be worth that amount for your Meiser Sheni expenditures. Dagim shenizbashlu im kalaftos shel Meiser Sheni v'hishbichu. Hashevach l'fi hacheshbon. So fish that was cooked with Meiser Sheni leeks and its price was increased as a result of it. So the subsequent price increase of the fish is how much you owe to Meiser Sheni. Hashavach l'fi cheshbon. Isa shel Meiser Sheni sha'afa v'hishbicha hashavach l'sheni. A person bakes bread with Meiser Sheni ingredients. The entire worth of the bread is given to Meiser Sheni. Zechlal, this is the rule. Kol she'shvicho nikar shavach l'fi cheshbon. Any time where there is an additional profit that we see, the profit goes to Meiser Sheni. If we have materials and then we have a finished product and the finished product is worth more than materials, the amount of jump between the finished product and the materials, that amount is what goes to Maaseh Sheni. And any time that we don't know how much actually was benefited from, we can't make some type of a cheshbon, we can't figure it out, all of the money goes to Maaseh Sheni.